love the Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. Thanks for tuning in. Hope your weekend's off to a great start. I'm Allie Kaplan with TikTok sensation.
Oh, yes.
Harmony Kaplan, my mother. Here, still kind of grounded, but, you know, ready to fly on a moment's notice if Katie Couric wants to have lunch.
Yeah. Oh, that. Yes, absolutely. Next week, nobody will even know who I am. So it's OK.
It's tough, you know, with viral fame. You've got to really just seize the moment, enjoy it, get your T-shirts out into the marketplace and then be prepared to go home.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
You're not going to go home or you're not going to get your T-shirts out into the marketplace?
I can't do another T-shirt.
Okay. No. Oh, another T-shirt. I see. No. Maybe Bernie Sanders could help you.
Oh.
He got his done pretty quick.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
I just don't have the energy to do that, I guess.
No, you don't need a T-shirt. No. But you might need to make some more videos. Well, we would love to take your calls. It is that time in the show. So if you have any questions, comments, want to debrief on the Golden Globes, remember that? That was only just this past week.
It was been such a busy week.
651-641-1071 is our number. We are happy to chat. If you don't have the ability to call in right now, you can always message us whenever it's convenient by going to mytalk1071.com, clicking on the Shop Girls page. You can email us there or on Twitter. It's at Allie Shops, A-L-I-S-H-O-P-S, and at Harmony Kaplan. Lots of ways to reach us.
There really are. I hope people took notes.
Yes, I think they've got them all memorized. Yeah. So I think we're caught up on the mailbag. I don't think we have any emails we have to get to, do we?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. All right. So then let's... Well, what do you want? You want to do Golden Globes first?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think we have to, you know, go in. The show itself was different. You know,
well, obviously it was different. Yes. Everybody's here was my thing. I'll just say this. Obviously, all the shows have dissected
I was talking, but go ahead.
I thought you were just saying it was different.
No, I was going to say that I thought Amy and Tina were great. I love them. And I think that they pulled off their parts great. I thought some of the things they tried to do on the show, not them, but the producer, director, whatever, of having like the nominees. Yeah. I get my politics and my showbiz mixed up. Anyway, the nominees like on screen so that they could be talking to each other as they went to commercial was so ridiculous.
Most of the time they're all looking at their phones or playing with their dogs.
And they couldn't hear each other.
They're really like us. Yes.
And somebody else just said, hi. And Al Pacino just sat there like, why am I here?
Yeah. You know, the thing that I was really surprised about, given that this is Hollywood and it's about creativity and drama, I just was surprised they didn't have more fun with it. If everybody's going to be home, I was surprised they didn't plan more funny moments of, you know, stars doing things in their kitchens or bedrooms or silly stuff instead of just literally having them sitting there just like our Zoom meetings every week.
Exactly. At least Jodie Foster was in pajamas.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I gave her credit for that.
Yes.
But there were, you know, a few people who presented and they obviously were there in gowns. And Jamie Lee Curtis was my favorite. First of all, I thought she looked stunning in her yellow gown, which was by Alex Perry. But it's her comments that were absolutely wonderful. And she was on the Today Show on Friday. Mm-hmm. And she said that, you know, I'm 62 years old. I've been wearing black leggings for a year. And so the truth of the matter is I'm an actress. I was privileged to be asked to present at the Golden Globes. And I decided to suit up and show up. And she said, you know, this gown had a deep, it was bright yellow, lovely color, deep plunging neckline.
Deep, yes.
And her Golden Globes were definitely there.
They were the stars.
For all to see.
Yes.
And she said, you know, once in a while, everybody needs to come out, get a little sunshine. She joked of the cleavage bearing neckline. Yeah. They are now well fed. They're back in the stable. They don't need to come out for another 5 years, which I thought was absolutely great. And she did on her Instagram account. She said it's my own Golden Globes for the win. And indeed, you know, I thought she looked sensational.
Yeah, she did. She did. It was a good color.
Then there was Bryce Dallas Howard.
Mm-hmm. What is she on?
Oh, she's been in all the Jurassic Park movies, I think, and she's done, I think she does some direct. You know, she's Ron Howard's daughter.
Right.
And she does do a lot of things, and she's a good person. And I tweeted that night, and I said, her gown is just a no. I mean, she's a lovely person. But I then read that her gown, actually, she is very much into sustainability. And so she went to The Real Real. That's where she got it, on a consignment shop. And she's done this before, where she's gotten gowns that have been worn before, or, you know, that have been on consignment. And she said, I've always said, if you're not a sample size, you don't have a direct relationship with a designer, or if you don't have a lot of notice, size 6 dresses aren't available. So she, this was a Temperley London cocktail dress. Mm-hmm. And she wore it with Alexander McQueen pumps that she's had from a press tour a few years ago. Hmm. The dress didn't fit her well. It was like a silver sparkly dress that had a little red at the bottom, but it just was tight over her middle. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a flattering fit. That was my take. Did you see it?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I didn't see it from all angles like that. I mean, kind of like whatever about it, but the first thing I thought when I saw where she got it was, well, that is really good publicity for The Real Real.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It was not, I agree. I mean, everything was covered. I think it would have been better if it was like a V-neck or the slit, like it was just too much material. And it's one of those that I could see how maybe standing in the mirror at home, it's okay, but it does not photograph well.
No.
And it's why sometimes you should actually take photos, I think, because I think sometimes it's like it can look one way in the mirror, but then when you see yourself in photos.
But another person who believes in sustainability but knows how to do it is Jane Fonda.
Yes.
Jane Fonda said she's never buying another dress for an awards thing. She will not do it. And she wore a pantsuit, all white, that she's worn before, and she looked sensational.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I guess it's the fit.
Yes.
Has a lot to do with all of it.
Yes, indeed.
So that's my take on it.
Speaking of buying dresses and dressing up, reports coming out, and we talked about this, that March was going to be a big month and that retailers were betting big, that people are going, that there's going to be pent up demand. It seems to be proving out. Anthropology reporting that that 7 of the top 10 selling items this week on their website were dresses.
Well, you know why it doesn't surprise me? I mean, just looking at their website, and most of the dresses that they showed, I thought, were beachy looking or casual. They weren't, you know, like very tailored kind of classic looking dresses at all.
Right. We're not talking award show dresses.
Right, we're going to, you know, a summer season.
Yes.
And they're the kind that I love to wear in the summer. Instead of wearing pants, you know, you put on a sundress and you're much more comfortable. So I'm not surprised, because in a way they're the kind of dresses that could transfer to at home work as well. But you could also wear them into an office.
Yeah.
If one ever were to go to an office.
Analysts and retailers saying people have money in their pockets, they're sick of the sameness, and you're going to see an explosion of feel-good purchasing. It lines right up with the weather turning. People are feeling more positive.
Yeah.
That's kind of the effect that spring fashion has on you.
I think that's true normally when spring comes. We're all excited about that, and this year probably more than ever.
Right. One retail advisor said, the nature of human beings is they want to feel good. They want to feel fresh, especially for the younger generation. It's the price of entry for socializing again.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah, but it seems to be proving out that dresses are selling, and I think we're going to see more of that in stores for sure. We have like 1 minute. If you want to do one more, you want to just mention Martha Stewart's. She's sticking with.
She's
comfort.
Doing a collaboration with Easy Spirit Shoes. I feel like she did a collaboration, and I don't know if it was Easy Spirit. Hmm. She did do a shoe collaboration some years back. I remember that.
Well, they're like gardening shoes, they're little booties and sneakers.
Right.
And
they started.
The sandals are pretty cute.
They go from $59 to $95. Yes.
So lest you think everyone is going to be wearing J-Lo's crazy high heel rhinestones that we talked about last hour, there are new options.
No, there are some cute. There's flats and some wedges. And if they're good enough for Martha.
For sure.
Right.
That's right. When we get back, it's time for the tech report. Don't go away. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mother, social media superstar, and your resident tech correspondent.
The internet, it's a series of tubes.
Time once again for Harmony's Tech Report.
Well, Allie,
did you even have time to keep up this?
Barely. Yeah. This was not easy, but I have responsibilities and I fulfill them.
You do.
So
I just want to know when your TikTok instructional class for, anybody over the age of 20 is going to commence.
Oh, well.
You could be offering lessons.
Yes. I don't think I have a friend who's on TikTok or has any idea what it is.
I don't think you have a friend whose children are on TikTok. I think you have to go to the... It's you and the grandchildren.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. Anyway, well, you're on it, but you don't do anything.
No.
You're on it so you can watch your children.
I'm just monitoring the three of you, my two children and you. One of
your children has no content. All he does is just like to scroll.
He's just a stalker.
He's a stalker. The other one does a little bit.
I have an intern right now at Twin Cities Business who is she's probably in her early 20s, and she was sharing something that she saw on TikTok, and she was like super sheepish. She's like, I know it's so silly that I'm on TikTok, but, and I'm like, honey, my mother is on TikTok.
Did she go and look me up?
I don't know. I don't know.
Anyway, back to the tech report. I know that you are a major biker.
Cyclist. Let's be clear. There's a difference.
No, you haven't.
Lori is a biker.
Okay,
right?
You're a cyclist.
She's the real deal in leather.
Well, since you are very unlikely in your lifetime, as far as I can see, very likely you will not own a Porsche. And it is pronounced Porsche.
You're speaking about the car now.
Right. You will never do it. You could own a Porsche bicycle. How would you like that?
Not very much. And why is this tech?
Okay, I'm going to tell you.
Okay,
right,
tell
now.
Us.
So they are making an electric bike. And
people love the electric
very
bikes.
Interesting and very expensive. Okay. So they have started to sell a pair of full suspension e-bikes, and they're going to be on the market in spring. Which is coming up pretty close. So it's, they think later in spring of this year. So they are, there's two models, the Sport and the Cross. And the Sport is a road bike. And so it's intended to use every day. It has a full suspension carbon fiber frame, integrated front and rear lights, a Shimano.
Yeah.
You say Shimano, okay. mid-drive motor.
Uh-huh.
And it will only set you back. Wait, I got to give you the right price. That one will only set you back. The Sport, it weighs 48 pounds. You can have that for $10,700.
Take a pass. I will put it towards a down payment on the car.
Well,
will Jerry Seinfeld get one? He is Porsche's biggest fan.
Yeah. Now. Okay. Well, if you don't want to spend that much, you can get the Cross. And that is more for your off-roading adventures.
Mm.
And it has the same kind of drive and carbon fiber frame, full suspension, great hydraulic disc brakes, extra large, heat resistant. And that will only set you back $8,549.
Super.
So my question about that is, if I was riding a bike and then I had to leave it outside of a store to go in to get my coffee. Do you really want to leave a $10,000 bike
out
there?
You got to have a really good lock for that thing.
I mean, I think that's a bit much. But anyway, but I'm sure there will be takers.
Good to know.
You could get a Porsche bike to store in your Porsche car.
Probably wouldn't fit. Well, I guess if you had the SUV.
Some of them. Sure. Okay. Yeah. Now, this is important to all of us TikTokers. They are making it easier for creators to answer their fans' questions.
Oh, thank goodness.
And this has been a problem for me for quite some time now.
I bet.
But they have officially launched a new Q&A feature, and it's designed specifically to help creators answer questions. So it's available on both pre-recorded and live videos, and it works by having the viewers mark their comments as a question, and then the creator can either answer the question via a text or they can do a video replay. So if you want to do this now, if you have to actually go to the section in the creator's profile, and you put in, there's a place that says Q&As, and it puts all of them in one place so that it's an easy platform for you to answer the questions. And it is available, as I say, you have to switch to manage account on your creator's account, and then you can open the settings there. They were testing it earlier this year, and now they found that even when they did this with the testing, the opt-in feature on the accounts, they had over 10,000. You have to have over 10,000 followers.
Oh, well.
To do this.
Yes.
But now it's available to anybody worldwide.
Hallelujah.
I have more.
I know you do. Yes. I know.
I'm now up to, do you know how much I'm up to?
I have no idea.
30,000.
30,000 followers on TikTok?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Whoever they may be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On a note to save money, Apple's their eighth generation iPad is now $329, but you can get...
Wait, eighth generation, is that the newest or is that an older one? I have no idea what generation
newest. Yes, I think that's the newest.
Okay.
But if you want to save some money, you can buy the base model, which has 32 gigabytes of storage, for only $299 at Amazon. It comes only in one color, space gray, but I don't know what difference that makes. It will be in stock on March 28th, and Walmart is going to price match. So you have the option of buying it there also for $299, and there you can choose from three different colors. And this is an iPad that has a 10.2-inch display, and it has a Touch ID fingerprint sensor and smart connector, and also the keyboard that you connect to it.
Hmm.
So, I mean, that's kind of a good deal.
Okay.
And also, if you're into PlayStation, March is a good month for the PS4 and the PS5 owners, because you can have an active PlayStation Plus subscription. You can get a free digital copy of Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Now, could you just explain the difference between the 4 and the 5? Which would you suggest?
One came before the other.
I see.
And so I think that's probably something you might want to look into.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram quickly has launched live rooms so that they can, they want to give creators more virtual options to interact with shoppers. And Instagram is doing this with live rooms. So you can create a room with up to three other people and live stream. So it is going to give viewers a chance to see their favorite hosts and use features like shopping and live fundraisers. And it will be available soon globally on Instagram. And it's probably going to be a very good thing, because with the pandemic, it's disrupted, obviously, a lot of the economy and creators from different industries like fitness and music and food and beauty. And so they have been relying on Instagram Live to, you know, interact with their followers, and this is going to enable them to build and monetize their skills and all their creation. So they're hoping to double up on live with more creative opportunities for all of these people that are using it.
Excellent. Good to know.
Am I done?
You are done. Okay. Thank you very much for another scintillating report. We will be back with a cool new swimwear brand that you're going to want to know about. That's next on Shop Girls. You listen. listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Really excited to meet our next guest. Her name is Allie Lowther, and she is the chief brand officer for a brand that you ought to know about if you don't already. It's called Mott 50, and it is a swimwear collection that is super stylish, but also prioritizes sun protection. Allie, welcome to the show.
Hi there. Thanks very much for having me.
Absolutely. So how long have you guys been around, and why doesn't everybody know about Mott 50 yet?
Well, the company has been around since approximately 2011. So
really?
10 years now.
Based here in the Twin Cities.
Well, it's made a bit of a journey. It started in New York on Mott Street. That's kind of where it got its name.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A few years later, it moved to Chicago. And then in 2019, we moved to Minneapolis. So that's possibly why not as many people know about us as we're hoping for.
Yeah, right. Well, welcome to town.
Yes.
Why has it moved?
Well, it's moved because I lived in Minneapolis.
That's a really good reason.
Got it. Are you happy
absolutely.
To be here? I mean, we are sort of a swim capital, of course.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Just so known for our beaches.
Yes.
No, we love being in Minneapolis. Most of the team are Minnesota natives. And so being here really makes sense for us just from a, you know, family and geographical perspective. Mm-hmm. But, you know, our customer base really spans across the U.S. from coast to coast. And so, like, with today's technology, we can really connect quite easily with customers.
Anywhere. And that's the cool thing.
And
so tell us about your sort of unique angle on swimwear. Obviously, the having fabrics that are sunproof is really important.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yes. Now, Mott 50 is the leader in fashionable sun-protective swimwear. So every product we offer is certified UPF 50 plus sun protection. And this means that the fabric protects from the harmful effects of sun exposure.
Mm.
So, you know, UVA, UVB rays, all the things you kind of hear and read about on the sunscreen containers, that is what this fabric is protecting against as well.
Ooh, that's great.
So I had a chance to try one on this week. And I mean,
yes.
I was really impressed. I mean, it feels very quality, but it feels like the fabric feels substantial. Is that in my mind, or is that true?
The fabric is super high quality. So when you say substantial, that could maybe be what you're feeling. So in order to
create fabric,
for sure. But in order to create fabric that's UPF 50 plus sun protection, you really have to engineer it in a way so that the sun's rays cannot penetrate through the fabric.
Right. Right. I think a lot of us get sort of careless and feel like anything we have on, whether it's a t-shirt or a tank top, we're protected,
but
the sun can easily penetrate.
I was excited also to try on one of your cover-ups, which is kind of like a long shirt.
That's our Josie boyfriend cover-up.
Yes, I was going to say, like a boyfriend shirt.
Yeah.
And I love the feel of it. I mean, the it's very soft and comfy to wear. You could almost wear that otherwise, not just as a cover-up.
Oh, and I do, absolutely. That is our Mott 50 Luxe Light fabrication.
And
I kind of like to say it's like silk, but without any of the hassle.
Yes.
Just a really finely woven fabric, so it's super lightweight. But all the yarns are really thin and small so that you can weave them together tightly while maintaining that awesome drape and breathability. So that is the piece you're talking about, the Josie, is my absolute favorite go-to cover-up and travel shirt.
So the other kind of unique thing about the Mott 50 collection is you do a lot of long-sleeve swimsuits for women. Do women want long sleeves?
Yes. I know. Sometimes it's surprising to think about swimwear that's intended to cover you up. But really, it's about mixing sun protection in the fabric, in the silhouettes, with the fashion elements. So offering styles that are both sun protective and fashionable. And we really try to achieve this through adopting recent trends and recent styles and bringing them to a place where the customer feels really stylish and really fashionable while also feeling really covered and really protected. For example, we've got a new rash guard called the Coco, and it's got long sleeves, it's got a crew neck, it's got thumb holes, so you get extended protection on your hands. But then it's also got this really cute cropped silhouette so that you can wear it with a high-waisted bikini bottom and still look really cute and really on trend, but still covered.
So is the fabric such, though, that if you're wearing a long sleeve one, are you going to be extra hot? Or no.
No, I would say that you are going to feel covered.
Yeah.
But the fabric is relatively cool to the touch. It has a very soft hand feel, so it's not, you know, that thick or coarse, you know, type of feeling on your skin. And, you know, it's meant for swimming. It's meant for getting wet. And it's really versatile. And I have no trouble, and we don't have anyone, you know, talking about feeling too hot or too constricted.
Do they dry quickly?
They dry quickly. It's really one of the best fabrics we found for swim to be UPF 50+. So it's just a really fantastic way to focus on, you know, the skincare elements of staying out of the sun, and the fashion elements.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I think that's one of the cool things. I think a lot of times when you see like a rash guard or the long sleeve, it's really aimed at athletes and it's very kind of sporty and doesn't have a lot of style to it. And you've kind of found that sweet spot where it's functional, but it's also fashionable.
Exactly. And that is what we are all about.
So I know, Allie, that your new collection, the new Mott 50 collection, just launched this past week. Tell us just a few highlights. What colors, what kind of patterns are you excited about for spring?
All right. Yeah, it actually just launched yesterday. So amazing whirlwind. Yes.
We're on top of things.
That's right. I forgot we were on it. Of course we are. Silly me.
Yeah, this is our biggest collection of the year. So we've got 5 exclusive limited edition prints and 18 new styles. So there's a ton to choose from.
Yeah.
The Paradiso collection really embraces the spirit of paradise. We want our customers to feel carefree and effortless in these pieces. And so we really focused on beautiful floral and botanical prints. Things that would just evoke that, you know, sunshine, good times, you know, fun in the sun sort of vibe.
They're great.
Yeah.
I'm looking at them right now.
And people can buy online at Mott 50, M-O-T-T 50, the 50.com. Do you sell through other stores or is it all direct?
It is 95% direct. So your best bet, if you're here in the metro area, is to hop on our website and shop us there. And you can follow us on Instagram at Mott50. We have a lot of fun content there too.
The other thing is that you also, I mean, we can't forget men and we can't forget kids.
Oh,
yeah. You have swimwear for them as well. These men look pretty good in these pictures.
We really love having a few pieces for our core customer's entourage. So our core customer is the young woman, but we love it when people match. So we offer a couple really great men's styles, a swim trunk and a rash guard, and then some super cute kids pieces. And they're all in the same print, so you can get matching prints for everybody in your crew.
Well, I think it's great. It's fun that you're right here in town. Another way to support a local brand. And I think that even as people are getting out, I mean, it's getting outside and people are spending more time outside than ever.
Right.
So it's good to have a sun-safe option.
Absolutely.
That's what we think, too.
Good. Well, good luck with the new collection. Thanks for taking a minute to chat with us, Allie. Again, the brand is called Mott 50. Check it out online.
Yes.
Great to connect,
Allie. Thanks so much for having me.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you. Well, when we get back, we will give you your steals and deals. I think we might have time to just slip in one little thing about another local store that this is another local brand. We've had them on the show before, and I'm really excited. We'll have to get them back soon, but just in case you're out and about and wanted to know and thinking about suiting up in a different way, King Brothers, the twin brothers, almost impossible to tell them apart.
They have been in this studio, and it's like I get so nervous that I'm going to call them the wrong names.
They are the best dressed brothers you will meet in Minnesota for sure. They've long had a studio and done custom clothing by appointment. They've now opened their first store, truly a store. It's adorable. It's actually this little metal building. It's right on Quincy Street, which
I haven't
been in it yet. No,
I've just seen the pictures. So
they were, that's where their studio was, but this is more of a real store where you could feel like you could poke your head in maybe. Mm-hmm. It's right down the street from like Architectural Antiques and, you know, there's what's that good ice cream place? Minnesota Nice Cream is right there. There's all sorts of stuff.
It's always been closed when I've gone.
Didn't I take you there once?
Yeah, and it was closed.
I took you there when it was closed?
Yep. Twice, I think.
That stinks.
Yeah, it sure does.
Well, let's make that a goal this summer.
Okay.
To get you there when it's open.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Well, anyway, you could go to King Brothers now, and they've got this adorable studio. They clothe a lot of professional athletes in town.
Yeah.
A lot of the Timberwolves go to them, a lot of the Twins, and they are now
But they're
open.
Happy to have everybody.
They are. You don't have to be a professional athlete,
and
but it does help.
The other thing now with the store is along with all of these bespoke suits and all, you can get cufflinks, ties, socks, and men's skincare as well. So,
So more grab-and-go items as well. So congrats to the King Brothers. It's nice to see people opening stores, not closings.
Yeah.
When we get back, is it possible that Christopher and Banks could bounce back from the dead again? We will fill you in right after this.
Wish better than this when you only got.
So you heard us report. What are you doing? Break. Oh, my God. She literally pulled the whole microphone off the thing.
Where does it go?
You're just going to have to hold it. I can't help you. This is live radio. Get it together, lady. You might be TikTok famous, but around here, you have to hold your own microphone.
I have never had the microphone.
I've had that happen.
You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107, of course. I'm Allie Kaplan. That's my mother, Harmony, who is holding her major microphone.
I don't know what happened.
Okay, so listen. Okay. So we told you, Christopher and Banks, they've been in trouble. Local brand also, based here, been struggling forever. They were struggling, frankly, even before the pandemic, but things got really bad this past year. They finally declared bankruptcy. Stores closed. You know, seems like, okay, it's finally the end of the line. Long, painful death. Well, all of a sudden, this week... Well, yes and no.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of like when someone bought Pier 1, and it's like Pier 1 is now back, but it's kind of this weird shell of itself. It isn't really Pier 1. It's that there's enough brand equity in that name that somebody wants it. So iMedia Brands, which again is based here in Eden Prairie, they are buying the assets. Well, they're buying the assets.
But the difference is they're going to put them on television.
Right.
I mean, they're going to do their Shop HQ fashions. They believe it's the right thing.
They're going to launch
demographics.
They're going to launch a Christopher and Banks television show on Shop HQ and promote the brand through digital and catalog channels. And that sounds really smart. You know, Christopher and Banks had 449 stores.
Yeah.
That's a lot of baggage. That's a lot of overhead.
Absolutely.
But I think, and I don't think it's that there weren't fans of the brand, just probably not enough. And so I think it's good news for people who love the brand, for their, you know, devoted fans. And
they still are keeping, I thought this was interesting, two brick and mortar stores. Coon Rapids is one of them. And the other is Branson, Missouri.
Yeah.
Yep. But
they, otherwise, you know, it'll be soon coming to you soon on Shop HQ.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, they must have a good idea that their customers are loyal and that they know what they want. So they're still out there.
Here is another a brand launch that I think is brilliant, and I think people are going to love. This is just one of those where you see it and you're like, oh my gosh, this is so smart. So I remember ages ago hearing Kristen Bell talk about loving a little bit of CBD just to calm herself down.
Just a little bit.
I heard her do an interview where she was like, look, you know, I am a super type A stressed out person. I mean, also she has to deal with Dax Shepard every day.
Yeah.
And their children.
And two kids. Yes.
And she was really into it. Well, Kristen Bell is launching a CBD brand. So cute. It's called Happy Dance.
Don't you love the name?
Love Happy the name. Dance? Love yep. the name. It feels so on brand for her. Mm-hmm. The colors, the packaging is like hot pink and yellow and bright blue. And it is launching at Ulta Beauty next week. It's going to be in stores as of March 7th and online as of, well, it should be online now at Ulta.com. And she is so funny. She's like, ladies, don't worry. You won't get high.
Yeah.
You won't get high. You're just going to feel good. And so it's a whole product line.
Truthfully, do you understand that? I mean, with creams and
yes.
all.
Yeah.
I mean, is the whole idea that it does it really relax you, or does it take away aches and pains? What does it do if it doesn't get you high?
It is, yeah. I mean, I think it's just, it's supposed to be just sort of like a little bit of like calming. It's this whole trend towards just sort of like wellness and, you know, relaxation.
You think I should try that?
Yes.
You think I should try the gummies?
Yes. For sure.
Really?
Yes.
I thought they don't get you high either?
You know, not dramatically. So.
How do you know? How do you know?
It doesn't have the THC in it if it's CBD.
Oh, our there expert.
And that's
expert.
Why you don't get yeah. high.
He's young and with it.
Right.
Okay.
So I think what's interesting about this and what Kristen Bell is targeting, like the mom demo, as opposed to a lot of CBD brands have been sort of like very medicinal in uh-huh. their approach. And yeah. this is more just like, you know, it's fun. It's fun. And it is, there's like a coconut melt and a bath bomb. And you know,
it's fun. Do you know what the price point is?
It's between $15 and $30, and that was another thing that she wanted it to be easily accessible.
Yeah, that makes
sense. I love this. Every time Kristen Bell promotes it on her Instagram, product sales triple.
Well, that's not too surprising.
It isn't. And I'm sure, imagine what'll happen now that we've just talked about it.
Oh, my gosh. She won't be able to handle it.
She won't even know what hit her. She won't.
Fall over now.
Let's do a couple quick steals and deals. It's time for another one of my favorite. I love a 90% off sale. Who doesn't?
Ooh,
90% off is my favorite.
Oh,
second
yes.
only to 95% yeah. off. Yeah. But GH2, okay. Designer consignment and resale owned by the Grethen House family on East Hennepin. They are doing their next 90% off sale, and that is happening this coming Wednesday through Saturday. So get ready for that. Evereve's spring sale is on now. It just started. It's the 3rd through the 7th. So they've got tons of items on sale.
So
we
got to get in there. Today's the 6th.
Yes. So online and in store, you could check that out. You know, Still Kickin', you know, the brand that Nora McInerney started.
Right.
You know, it's a nonprofit that donates money to families going through, you know, cancer or some sort of trauma. But they also have had a very popular product line. They're getting out of the product business.
Really?
This year has been tough. And you know what? They've realized that
she moved away from here. She moved to Arizona.
And she's not running it anymore.
Oh, she's not.
But she explained this week that the nonprofit side has a new person in charge and will continue to support families and make grants and do that. But the product side just became kind of a nuisance.
Really?
And yeah, I mean, it's a whole different business.
Yeah.
And so
that's why
anyway,
I don't want to get into it.
Okay. Got it. Well, anyway, so everything that is remaining is on sale, and it's the last of it. So if you're a fan, go to stillkickin.co and know that this is the last of the collection. It's everything must go. Major markdowns on all merchandise on the site, and it's that's going on now. Stillkickin.co. So you want to check that out. And I don't know. What else? Oh, Dugo. Dugo's opening. We should tell people that, too.
Oh, right.
That this week you can go check them out. I actually drove by and I saw Nancy in there getting set up. So
oh, really?
She's going to be ready to go and this also, week at 50th
Allie,
in France.
Didn't you say that they're continuing at Mall of America with the community comments?
Yes, they announced that they'll do a part two. So this is the scoop. They're going to actually close down at the end of the month to transition. This is the community commons where small local brands, minority-owned brands got their shot 3 free months
yeah.
in Mall of America. And they are going to have a new group of vendors coming
great.
On in April, which is
oh,
nice to see.
That's a good deal.